These right here are whole-roasted, Texas barbecue-flavored cricket snacks. They started out like this, and went on a wild ride. Born on a robotic cricket farm in Texas, raised in a big tub, frozen into cricket bricks, then roasted and flavored. And for the record,
they're all right.
Eating insects is commonplace in lots of the world. It's just never caught on in the U.S. But some entrepreneurs think we're ready. In fact, the past 5 years have been a roller coaster of insect farming booms and busts. And hanging in the balance is either a quirky snack or a food revolution.
I can't look at this.
It's kind of nutty.
Around the world, 2 billion people eat insects as part of their regular diet. In Europe and the U.S., not so much.
I can't do it.
People have tried. Back in 1885, entomologist Vincent Holt wrote a manifesto called Why Not Eat Insects? He wrote, "Philosophy bids us neglect no wholesome source of food," and then gave us some pretty sweet dinner menus. Slug soup, moth sauté in butter, stag beetle larvae on toast. But in 2013, the United Nations puts out their own version of a manifesto. The report starts with the apocalypse. 9 billion people by 2050, land scarcity, food crises, overfishing, climate change. But then it makes a pretty strong argument for insects as future food. Crickets, to start, are chock full of fat, protein, vitamins, and fiber. They emit fewer greenhouse gases than cattle, and they use a lot less land. And they're cold-blooded, so they spend their calories on growth instead of warmth. So, growing 1 kilogram of crickets only takes about 1.7 kilos of food. 1 kilogram worth of cow, maybe 10 kilos of food. And that's just crickets, one insect species out of the 1,900 we know to be edible. In other words, it's time to take the idea of farming insects much more seriously.
You know, every now and then you'll hear, like, a cricket that hit puberty.
Our cricket snacks came from Aspire, a futuristic insect farm in Austin, Texas. Mohammed Ashour is the co-founder and CEO. He officially started the company in 2013 after he and his team won the Hult Prize. It's a college business competition with a hell of an MC.
From McGill University, Aspire.
And that year, a goal that played right into the UN report.
The simple premise was, who can build a business that in a span of 10 years can address food security for 20 million people globally?
Mohammed and his team won by hatching a plan to farm insects on a grand scale. This place can hatch up to 1 million crickets a day. That's 100,000 pounds per year. But apparently, that's nothing.
Moving from here, we'll be going to a commercial facility that allows us to do upwards of 2 orders of magnitude in terms of annual production every single year.
Depending on where you look, Aspire is either a Wonka-esque factory of the future or a muggy storage unit with an infestation. Maybe both.
We do have a very low population of crickets just sort of wandering.
So here's how the farm works. The crickets are hatched from eggs and start out as tiny dots called pinheads. They grow up in this room for about 6 weeks with help from food and water delivery robots. Once they're nice and big, they go to the harvester.
We load the bins into them, and then they flip them over, and inside the machine, everything gets separated out.
Somehow, the live crickets get sorted from the dead ones and from the frass, or cricket poop, that gets sold as fertilizer. Mohammed calls this a herding process, but everyone's light on details.
Sounds like some of the most proprietary
stuff. Yeah,
that's
pretty like, proprietary. We just, it's...
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens. And then it happens.
According to Mohammed, the grease on all these wheels is automation. And they've got a whole R&D lab to tinker with new farming technology.
In our case, that cannot be understated. We focus on what are the steps that are isolatable, repeatable, and are perfectly suited for automated approaches. Automation is going to be crucial in order for us to be able to really do things at scale.
Finally, the harvested crickets are frozen to death. It's a common way to euthanize insects. So, all those thousands of crickets come back as 4.5-pound blocks of protein. The culinary steps happen off-site, but the end result is snacks. Whole roasted crickets or protein powder for bars and granola. It's a small step towards a big movement.
I think the challenge that we understood from the very beginning is that we're not just building a company. We're trying to lay out the foundation of an entire industry.
Which is exciting, but that foundation isn't exactly stable.
I'm not even gonna approach. I'm already too close.
So that 2013 UN report, it made waves. American insect startups got popular, and the news media fell in love.
Insects may be on our menu.
Bugs for dinner.
Eating insects.
By 2015, the insect biz was booming, and farmers were having a real moment.
Yeah, I like fed bugs to the art director from Pulp Fiction, which is like kind of my personal, you know, high point.
Kevin Bachhuber was in that new cohort of farmers, and it changed his life. But the tidal wave of attention became a blessing and a curse.
We did this thing where we like built up all this interest and all this demand and stuff, and like production of actual living animals turns out to be a lot slower than production and spread of ideas. People are like, okay, I'm ready to try bugs. Like, where can I get them? And everybody was like, well, we're backsold for 4 months.
It didn't help that the press was the press.
It's an absolute and utter exhaustion of puns from local news.
In a couple of years, business could well be hopping.
Meanwhile, Kevin was learning the hard way that raising livestock of any kind is not easy.
I used to joke that you weren't really a cricket farmer until you had accidentally killed your first 100,000 crickets. And now I think that you're not really a cricket farmer until you've, like, you know, mourned those, moved on, and feel nothing when you accidentally sack out like 100,000 at a time.
So overhype plus rocky production plus a lot of bad puns meant that the whole insect boom kind of misfired. Public interest waned, some companies failed. Others make insect products but outsource the farming. Kevin moved on to consulting, though he still dreams about farming.
It's kind of like one of those, like, when I'm old and retire kind of fantasies.
But some startups made it through. And on the balance, Kevin thinks the chaos of the past 5 years was worth it.
And we got a little carried away. And you know what? Sometimes you just get a little carried away, and that's okay.